This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met with British actor Orlando Bloom in Kyiv on Sunday. Bloom, who was also a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, arrived in Kyiv over the weekend and visited Kyiv's suburb of Irpin. During his meeting with Zelensky, Bloom said he was struck by the courage of the Ukrainian people.
So encouraging. Yeah. I mean, in so many ways, to see just the remarkably stoic nature of the people of Ukraine. And of course, your messaging that I think is reflected in their courage and in their determination and in their perseverance and resilience.
President Zelensky visited frontline positions in the southeastern Zaporizhia region on Monday, according to his Telegram channel. He said he was honored to be there next to the military. And President Zelensky met Monday with the head of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, to discuss concerns about Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The visit is the second time IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi has visited Europe's largest nuclear power plant, and the first visit since September 1st of last year, when he established a permanent presence of agency experts at the southern Ukraine site. From his official Twitter account, Grossi posted pictures of his meeting with Zelensky, saying he and the Ukrainian president had a rich exchange regarding efforts to protect the plant, and the IAEA chief pledged his agency's full support. Grossi said Zelensky also led him and his team on a tour of the nearby Dnipro hydroelectric station, where the president showed them recent damage suffered to the dam there. Grossi said the station is an essential part of the system that sustains nuclear safety at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. Search and recovery continues in the U.S. state of Mississippi 2 days after at least 25 people were killed and dozens more injured when a massive storm ripped through several towns. Crews faced the daunting task of digging through the debris of flattened and battered homes, commercial buildings, and municipal offices after hundreds of people were displaced. U.S. President Joe Biden issued an emergency declaration for Mississippi early Sunday, making federal funding available to hardest-hit areas. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked the city's main highway Monday, upping pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his plan to overhaul the judiciary. Thousands of protesters also gathered outside the Knesset, or parliament, to keep up the pressure. The overhaul is driven by Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption, and his allies in Israel's most right-wing government ever. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Ghana to begin a week-long trip to Africa. Her stops in Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia are intended to deepen U.S. relationships on the continent. Upon landing in Ghana's capital Sunday, Harris was greeted by school children, dancers, and drummers. She said she wanted to promote economic growth and food security, and she welcomed the chance to witness firsthand the extraordinary innovation and creativity that is occurring on this continent. Islamist militant attacks in southern Burkina Faso have raised concerns that young people across the border in Ghana may be drawn to extremism due to a lack of economic opportunities. VOA's Tiana Torrett has more on an arts and entertainment program to help them.
At the Bogatanga Technical Institute in Ghana, students are painting their vision of a peaceful society. In real life, their communities are marked by tribal disputes and conflicts that experts say threaten security. Students say different factions target young people, assigning them to dangerous tasks and sometimes combat. National security officials say increasing unemployment among young people in northern Ghana is making them even more vulnerable to extremist groups. To help avert the risk of recruitment into militant groups, the Rural Initiatives for Self-Empowerment, Rise Ghana, has launched a Peace in School campaign in 15 schools in the Upper East region of Ghana. The project uses arts, theater, and entertainment to engage the youth and rally them against violent extremism. Sena Anutor for VOA News, Bogatanga, Ghana.
Photographers and reporters jockey for position as Prince Harry enters the London court Monday. Lawyers for a group of British tabloids prepared to ask a judge to toss out lawsuits by the Prince, Elton John, and several other celebrities. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.